Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning. More studio.
Morning.
Grammys last night. We'll talk about that. We have Bianca in Nashville right now. Hey, Bianca, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's going on? What do you want to say?
I looked up a picture of the show for the first time this morning, and none of you guys look anything like what I thought your voices
Interesting.
Would match your faces.
What did you think I would look like?
I thought you would look somewhat like Adam Sandler.
Oh, Sammy, so we do. But instead, I look like what?
A lot younger.
Oh, zooby dooby doo.
More hair.
Launch lady.
Launch. Sloppy Joe. Slop, sloppy Joe. So, younger with more hair? Is that what you said?
Yeah. And thinner.
Wow. You know why? Because I don't need a lot of sloppy Joe. sloppy Joe. What about Amy?
I thought Amy would look like Robin on How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. And she ended up looking like?
More like the girl from Full House.
Oh, Candace Cameron.
Yeah, a bit.
People say that.
And Carrie Russell a bit.
Yeah.
From Felicity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Giselle a bit.
Giselle.
Yeah, sometimes that.
Ballerini.
Yeah, and you're Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I know. I don't ever say I'm Tom Brady.
No, I was saying you were.
No, thanks. I'll take it.
That's weird, guys.
Well, Bianca, thank you for calling. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for looking us up, and I hope your day goes great. Appreciate you. Or, as I like to say, I appreciate you. Whenever I hear that song, Now I Come On at the Gym, the real song, I only associate it with a show. Do you ever hear that song, Soulja Boy? Crank
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
There was a Labrador named Nelly, and Nelly was going to be put down because its owners could not afford the life-saving surgery. And that happens a lot of times with dogs,
mm-hmm.
where it's like the bill is this much. And they say, well, we can't afford that. The dog had been suffering with a liver problem, and the new owners didn't have pet insurance, couldn't afford it. So what happened was one of the people at the hospital, St. Clement Vet, they raised $3,000 in 6 days from just people coming in, 20 bucks at a time, 30
wow.
bucks at a time, and they paid for Nelly to have a specialist operation.
Oh, Nelly.
Just people at the clinic donating 20,
Another
30
clients.
Bucks.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't that cool? So to everybody there at St. Clement Veterinary Clinic, We see you. St. Clement Veterinary Clinic. Tough one.
That's
I'd probably just called it St. Clement Vet. Yeah, there you go. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In military news, there are security fears because fitness devices are showing the locations of U.S. soldiers and also secret military bases. This may lead to rules that don't allow military to wear fitness trackers in the future. In weather news, 50s and 60s for most of the country. Snow moves in tomorrow for the Northeast, so watch out for that. And finally, congrats to Chris Stapleton. He cleaned up at the Grammys. He won Best Country Song, Best Country Album, and Best Country Solo Performance.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Alicia's on in Naples, Florida. Hey, Alicia.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What can I help you with?
I turned on the radio this morning for the first time in a couple days on the way to work. I usually listen to you guys every morning, and the second I turned my radio on, I heard Amy's laughter come over after her being gone like all of last week after she got the kids. And it literally made my entire morning.
Yeah, me too. Your phone's cutting out a bit, but I think I can decipher that you're also happy that Amy's back, as am I, and as is lunch. Well.
So pumped.
So pumped.
So you're saying you liked it when you had a bigger role?
Yeah.
Do you think the ratings will reflect when you had a bigger role?
Let's just say when they come in, you're going to notice an uptick in everybody enjoying the show. Now it's going to peter off a little bit. No offense to Amy.
No offense to Amy, of course.
Yeah, no offense.
Stats don't lie.
Right. Alicia, thank you. I appreciate you. How do you sleep through the night, Lunchbox? All the way through? Do you wake up a little bit?
No, I have to get up to go to the bathroom a couple times.
I was reading this story about how when you get older, the things that keep you awake at night. Number one, you need to pee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. And we're all there. I just drink so much water. I probably drink, there's a 16 ounce in a bottle. I refill the bottle a couple times. I use a couple bottles, though. I probably drink six 16 ounce bottles a day.
Yeah, you're doing good on the hydration then.
But here's the thing about water. It goes in, it's got to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awful. And you always feel like someone's pressing against it. I always have to pee. Mm. It's like I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I might be pregnant.
Look into that.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night?
Yes, pee.
You need to pee is number one. Number two, you're overheating. Now, back to lunchbox.
I do that too.
Every night.
Not every night. It used to be every night, but now it's maybe...
You took a pill for that.
Yeah, I took a pill for 9 months.
So, you break out in this huge sweat?
Yeah, a couple times in a week.
That's why you and your wife don't share the covers.
Sleeping less.
We have different sheets because she likes a big comforter. I have a little blanket and I still sweat sometimes.
Late night social media is at 3. Late night alcohol is at 4. Does anyone have a glass of wine late?
Yeah, right before I go to bed, I'll have a beer.
You will?
Yeah, not every day, but like twice a week probably.
And what's the reason?
Just, you know, wind down. Chill. Kids are in bed. Like, let's just talk, me and the wife, and drink a beer.
And stress is 5. Mm. So those are the top reasons we're waking up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
What's your pee?
At least twice.
Yeah. A night?
Twice a night.
Wow. I wake up and look at the phone all the time for time.
Bobby's is social media.
I never get on social media in the night. I just look and see what time it is.
I thought if you check the time, you're like, can't help it. You're like, yeah, while I'm at it, I'm going to check social.
No, I don't do that, but I do have my note app on the front of my phone.
True.
So if I get like an idea, I write it in the note app on my phone. Yeah. 90% of their ideas are terrible.
Because you dream like good ideas.
I dream a lot of ideas. And like 10% of them are good. But that's what it is.
I just don't think you're fully like going asleep. Your mind's still working. You're not dreaming them. Mm-hmm. You're just like, I'm still working, but I'm trying to sleep. I'm still working.
We can't help that. Our minds are always working.
Yeah, yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Time for your positivity. We're happy to bring it to you. It's Bobby. It's Amy. It's Lunchbox. And good news time. Tell me something good. Going over to the man right now. Lunchbox, give me that good news.
Logan is 11 years old. He's sitting in the school cafeteria, cutting it up with his boys, laughing and joking. All of a sudden, one of his buddies starts choking. He's like, oh, he's playing around. Starts turning red in the face, and Logan's like, oh, no. Jumps up, goes, gives him the Heimlich maneuver. Dude spits out his food, and Logan told the news, hey, my parents are first responders. I learned how to do that at 6.
That's
I'm
cool.
Good.
He's like, that's nothing.
Dang.
That's awesome. A waiter who waited on a group of 13-year-olds. First of all, I was disappointed he got a group of 13-year-olds. It didn't say it in the article.
Probably, yeah.
But as a waiter,
you know he was.
Yeah. And then they left him a terrible tip. And he's like, it stinks. I spent a lot of time and they were rough. But then they sent a note back. So they left him a $3.28 tip. They were new to the dining out as adults thing. And so they ended up going home, figured it out, sent a letter thanking him for the best service, and they included 20% more.
Wow. That's
inside
awesome.
The letter.
Wow. Love it.
Which is cool. I do like that story. Amy, what do you have?
So Oregon fifth graders chose anti-bullying crusader to be their first ever kid governor of the entire state. It's something that Oregon is doing to teach kids about government and how it works and how to stand up for what they believe in. And they're having this program, the kid governor program, where every year a kid is going to get elected as kid governor of the state. So it's pretty cool. His name's Dom. He's only 11 years old.
Is his last name Perignon?
No.
No, Perignon.
No. But he ran on a 3-point plan to combat bullying.
That's good.
And he laid out his agenda.
I like that.
It's pretty cool.
Dom is a kid. I haven't met a lot of Doms.
That's really
Dom. Yeah.
I don't know much about drinking.
Oh, somebody gave us, for getting the kids, a bottle of Dom. I've never had one
Are
before.
Are you serious?
Dom Jr.?
For the kids?
No.
Dom Jr.
No, for us to celebrate as being parents now, and they gave us a bottle of Dom.
Yeah.
I don't know when
who
to
was
pop it.
That's somebody.
Our friend Megan Boardman. Shout out. Good Megan.
Oh, she's not even rich. That's a good friend.
Wow.
She is a good friend.
If somebody not rich gives you Dom, that's a big deal. If somebody rich, you're like, that's what I expected. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Ryan in Clarksville. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you doing, Bobby?
I'm good. I mean, it's early morning. What are you doing right now?
I'm currently driving to a job interview.
Oh, man. How's that going?
So far, so good.
I feel like you have a voice changer on, like the FBI. Your voice is so deep, Ryan, that like you've committed a crime and you're hiding. But you're just that manly, huh?
I do have a very low voice. I get comments on it all the time.
How big old boy are you?
I'm 6'4", about 240.
That sounds about right. That's what a 6'4", 240 voice sounds like. So what's this job about, Ryan, you're going for today?
It's a district management position for Hertz Rental Car.
Yeah. You feel pretty good about it or no?
I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm meeting with the GM today, so hopefully he offers me the job. But.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sure you have a plan of action. I'd like to offer you a couple tips on interviews if you'd like to hear them.
I would love to hear them.
If you go in and you ask questions and you kind of take control of the interview a bit, let him get a few out, but you start asking questions one after the other, at least three in a row, he'll feel like, whoa, this dude's so prepared that he's already asking how he can make things better. Instead of him wondering if you're going to make things better, which I interview people all the time, and it's I ask question, and I go, I wonder if their answers are real. When they start asking me questions, I'm like, whoa, they want to fix things. Like, I enjoy that as an interviewer when people put it back on me. So if you have a couple questions you can ask about the job, holy cow, does it make a difference. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect. I got a lot of questions.
Good. So. Good, good. And then got to keep the heart rate low. I have a song for that. Are you familiar with the song?
I remember it's by the White Stripes.
It right? is. So I'm going to play a little bit for you here. This is Seven Nation Army from White Stripes. You play this, and you're somehow able to get pumped up while also bringing the heart rate down. You never perform at max level if your heart rate's up. And it's hard if you're nervous, you're feeling your neck, you're feeling your head, your hands, your arms. You gotta get the heart rate low.
I'm gonna fight them all. A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
Doesn't matter if you're speaking somewhere, you have a job interview. That's it. Dude, good luck. I hope you feel good about it, because you go in feeling comfortable, you perform better, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So I feel pretty comfortable. So everything should go pretty smoothly today.
Well, cool. Will you give us a call back after it happens and, you know, let us know?
I will. I think your show might be off by the time I get out. But
no, let me know. Call us back, you know, a couple days, whenever they offer you the job.
All right. We'll do.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck to you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
All right. See you later. There you go. There it is. Still the jam, right?
That song?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I had to figure out a new song to walk out to for my stand-up act. This used to be the song I'd walk out to.
Mm-hmm. And, new act, new song.
Yeah, new. I just knew you want things to be new.
New year, new you.
Well, I don't do, or nor do I do the shoulder shimmy you're doing as you say that.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Myers, Florida. A man had a $600 winning lottery ticket, walked into a convenience store, handed it to the cashier and said, oh yeah, I'd like to cash this. She scans it and she goes, yeah, you won $5. So she hands him $5. Only problem is an undercover cop because she tried to steal the winning ticket.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They had gotten complaints that she was doing this to other customers, so they sent an undercover agent with a winning lottery ticket, $600, and she said, oh yeah, you only won $5.
Nice. Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
Busted.
You know, she was like,
yeah, that's crazy, Lunch.
Oh man, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Devin Dawson.
Look at this guy over here. Devin's here,
everybody. Good morning.
You good?
Yeah, I'm
kinda
great.
Kind of coming down from the album week?
Yeah, it's been a long week. It's weird because now that the album, the full album's out, like the difference from before and then after, I can visibly like and I can feel the difference in just the energy of the world, as hippie as that sounds, you know. But
very hippie, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Very hippie.
I can't see my mom, man. Very hippie. She got that influence.
Is your mom a hippie?
She grew up in San Francisco, dude. She did things that can't even talk about on the air.
Oh wow!
Sorry, that got dark.
Yeah,
really quick.
I did. I even
not the way you think.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. Well, Devin Dawson is here, and we'll talk a little more. But let's play the single.
Cool.
I mean, this song's been the jam for a while, and where is it on the chart? Is it the top 10 song at this point?
Depending on what chart you look at, it's top 10. So I like to call it top 10. Yeah.
Devin was on the Verge Artist for us. You know the song when
you played
it.
This song like the day it came out. Like
I love the song. I
thanks,
do.
Dude.
So I bet I've never heard you play it live.
Well,
so here we go. Devin Dawson here, everybody. All on me. Here we go. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Devin came up. We did a BobbyCast 6 months or so ago, and there's a lot in that.
It's been 6 months already.
There's a lot about him spitting on people. They wanted it. It's a whole thing. You have to listen to that.
Between that and what I said about my mom earlier, people are going to be like, what is going on here, dude?
So search for that BobbyCast, because it is Devin's life. But I want to tell you this, is that I was listening to the record, obviously, and what I thought was really cool is I'm just going to play the first part of Dip. Mm-hmm. I loved how you're walking in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this is going to be a different kind of record from when I heard it. Just listen to this, right? This is how the record starts. You know, if you download it or you're streaming it, you hit track one, this is it. And it goes into song one.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. Yeah. So did you have to practice the sniffle, the keys dangling, and the little cough, or is it all organic?
What's that from? What was that from?
Okay, so the song is about, like, leaving the party because your girl just looks too damn good, you know? And so we wanted to do something like you're just walking up to the party and maybe you meet the girl there or whatever. You put your own truth into it, you know? But I just put my iPhone in my pocket, drove around the block. They put they opened the windows in the studio and blasted the track. So the closer I get, you hear it more. And first try, like, I don't know. I think it was just, like, August and I was just, like, sniffling or something.
Okay, it just happened.
I wish I could tell you there was some genius to it, man, but there
wasn't.
No, there
wasn't. I mean, I just didn't know how to calculate it.
Diff. Girl, I'm catching on. Baby, I've been reading your lips. So let's take a walk and give them all the giving a trip. Yeah, come on, baby, let's dip.
It's cool, man. Devin Dawson is here. He's got an album called Dark Horse. I hope you check it out. I'm not even going to play another song.
Oh, okay.
Like, I see in your eyeballs.
No,
like,
dude, like someone I would love to. Seriously.
You sure?
I'm up for the challenge. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but imperfection is perfect sometimes.
Imperfection is rock and roll.
That's right. If you want it, I'll play whatever you want.
Why don't you just come back another time?
I've been waiting for a long time to come in.
All right, then I want to hear Symptoms then. This jam right here.
I got Symptoms.
This was out. I heard this before the whole record. This was one of the tracks that came out early.
Yeah.
So I've been sitting on this one.
So he's like, play one more. Sing the hardest song.
Yeah. I've been sitting on this
That's
one.
That's right. Just as long as you guys know that this is going to be the acoustic version. So here we go. Here's Symptoms.
Devin Dawson. Look at that. Man.
Made it through.
If I was a girl and I was watching your show, I'm not even a girl. I'm watching the show and I'm like, maybe. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Devin. The Bobby Bones Show. So this baby gets sent to the doctor, and the doctor says, we can't find why she's coughing. You know, is it the flu? Is it the croup, as my grandma used to call it? You know, that burp. They cannot figure it out. So then they go into the lungs, and they found a tiny LED light.
Oh, no.
Because it went into her throat and then her lungs while she was playing with a toy mobile phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. The x-ray revealed a foreign body in the right bronchial. She was given antibiotics and steroids because it had caused an infection, and then they pulled it out.
Scary.
Wow, and that's it wasn't crazy. Even a real phone because you go, I can't give my baby a real phone.
Right.
If I give my baby a real phone, then she'll make calls. Next thing you know, I got 900 charges to baby 900. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty wild.
And they found it then. I mean, sometimes there's people who are like 30 years old and they go to the doctor and they're like, what's this? And it's from something they were playing with as a kid.
I still am convinced I have a whole Connect 4 set somewhere down into my kidneys.
All the little
all
those.
And I think there's a 4 in a row too. I think I won and swallowed them. Let's play Never Gonna Get It. Almost 50% of people say they will stay at a job they hate because of this. Half the people say they're staying at a job they hate because of this. Who wants to spoil it? If you think you know it, I'll let
you know it.
Oh.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, spoil it.
Okay. For sure, it's the hours.
Because they enjoy the hours.
They hate the hours. Oh,
wait,
listen,
what?
Listen to the question again.
Oh, boy.
Almost 50% of people said they will stay at a job that they hate because of this.
Scratch it. I'm not spoiling it.
Oh, you're pulling your answer
I'm pulling
back.
My answer
Lunchbox.
I have the hours.
Oh!
Wait, what is wrong? Okay, whoa. Let me just...
The hours. Show me the hours. No.
Oh, thank
it's okay.
goodness.
It's okay.
How
Our
does
phone
that even
number.
Makes sense.
Well, because let's say you work noon to 8 p.m. and you like those hours, so you stay even though you don't
hours.
Like the job. Yeah.
Got it.
Not our
hours. I was
just
thinking our hours.
No, our hours are terrible.
No.
Our phone number is 877-77 Bobby. Never going to get it. As you're calling, I will say that if you're in Pittsburgh or Tampa, I'll be coming to you soon on my stand-up tour. Love to see you. Go to BobbyBonesComedy.com. Pittsburgh and Tampa would love to see you. We'll come back, get an answer for this. And not only that, Lunchbox had to have an awkward call with his mother-in-law.
Oh, great.
We're going to get to that. Remember, he's going to call her now once a month?
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, I don't even know her. I don't even like her.
Well, this will be good. You need to get to know her.
Right.
That was what she wanted for her birthday, is for me to call once a week.
Oh, a week?
Once a week.
No. Oh, I thought that's it was rough. A month. So he had to call her. That's a whole awkward thing.
Okay, hold on. I missed this part. And it was her idea?
Oh, so you didn't even know you were gone.
No, I thought that maybe you assigned him once a month to call her.
For her birthday, she requested of him, her son-in-law, to call her once a week and just have a conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. So after they're never going to get it, we're also going to get to that. Okay, cool.
Bobby Bones Show.
50% of people say they will stay at a job they hate, even though they hate it. They're going to stay. And they're like, I hate it. But I'm going to stay because I hate it. Okay. Brett in Ohio.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What up, buddy? Take a shot at it. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say it's the benefits, like the health insurance.
Ooh. I think that's an excellent guess. And I would say more people than stay because of benefits. But that is not it. Brett, I'm sorry. Appreciate you, though, buddy.
See you guys.
All right, see you, bud. Thank you very much for listening. Amy?
Convenience.
Meaning?
Like, you don't have to go very far to get there.
What?
Yes!
Close to home is the answer.
Wow, I didn't even think of that, Amy.
Walk off home run. Go home, Amy. Go see those kids. Just go home.
Okay, bye.
Look at that.
That's a guess I had all along, so good thing I didn't spoil it.
Mm-hmm. The Bobby Bones Show. I watched every bit of the Grammys last night. I only muted it like 3 times. That's pretty good for 3.5 hours.
That's really good.
They do one. By the way, the Grammys last night were kind of garbage.
I mean, any talk I hear of it, you know, off air, it's pretty like, oh, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad.
There were a few really cool moments. But it just...
Yeah.
I'm normal American. I don't want the political stuff. I don't need that. It's just all the time, everywhere. So I don't want it there. I just want to watch a TV show without people lecturing me about politics.
Yeah.
And I get it. All the actors want to scream, political. But come on. Let me just watch a TV show. But I thought Kendrick Lamar's performance at the beginning was awesome. And then... I went to bed. Now, I watched the whole thing. Listen, I thought Elton John and Miley Cyrus was cool.
So cool.
Because it was Tiny Dancer, and I enjoyed he did an old song. Instead of like U2, who did a song they wrote yesterday. And I'm like, you're U2. Play something we already know.
Yeah, you have so many hits.
Here's Elton and Miley. She looked great because she was very classy. That old Miley where she's just nuts, I think's gone for the most part.
Okay, yeah.
She was,
I agree.
Is really good. I thought the Kesha thing was really good with all the other female artists. I did enjoy that and think it was quite powerful. I'm going to tell you what kind of irritated me was when Brothers Osborne, Maren Morris, and Eric Church, they were singing for the victims of the Las Vegas shooting.
Right.
And the audio was messed up from somebody in the control room. First of all, you hear it go on, and someone's like, hey, can we get a mic too turned up, please? Yeah, we've got to pick it. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the moment. It's a very sad, but we're paying tribute. And all it's like, hey, Jimmy, can we get some of that level 7 up there? And I'm like, oh my goodness, what's happening? And then Maren starts singing. You can't really hear her. Mm-hmm. You hear her through the house. I was so irritated at it. And it finally caught on at the end a bit.
Time can bring you down. Time can bend your knee.
Thought it was a great song choice. Tears in Heaven. Eric Clapton.
Time can break your heart. Have you been?
So, I thought they ruined what would have been a really amazing performance, because there was no auto tune, no flashy lights. It was really nice, but they just messed it up. Did anyone else hear the audio part?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
And instead of going, "Oh wow, this is a really emotional thing," you're going, "Fix the screen!"
I couldn't even hear what Maren was saying during the talking part.
Yeah. No, because her microphone wasn't on.
So they,
it was
right.
Like, if it's time to the show and I turn my mic down, I'm like, "Hey, everybody!
Yeah.
Can you hear me?"
No one would like that.
No, hey, welcome to the show!
Yeah, everybody would be like, can't hear you.
Right. Yeah, that irritated me a bit. I thought Little Big Town, fantastic.
Crushed it.
Early, they did better, man. I will say my favorite part of that performance when they play that song is Jimmy and Phillip singing the background vocals going, "I just wish you were a better man." I laugh every time they play that song because they get into it.
Yeah.
Because Karen and Kimberly are up there, "I just wish you were a better..." And they're like, "I just wish you were a better man." I gotta say, I giggle a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little giggle.
A little giggle. And they won a Grammy for country duo or group performance. Overall, I did not think the Grammys were that good. It was a bunch of celebration. And as I get older, because I'm up into my olden years now, I'm 37, so all the kids. But it's just a big old congratulatory, let's all just celebrate each other. And it's just not real to us. And I'm a music guy.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
I did think Logic was fantastic at the end.
I didn't know Logic looked like that.
Oh, he's a nerd.
Yeah, didn't know
total
that.
Total nerd. Yeah.
I picture him be some tough dude, tough rapper.
No, super smart, total nerd.
Wow.
I thought his performance, because he has that number 800 Mix-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't even know the number.
I don't know whatever the number is.
No, it's the number, but it's a suicide prevention hotline. But the name of the song is 1-800 whatever the number is.
Yes.
And I thought he was great, and I thought he gave a great message. So there were parts of it that were good. There were parts that were just dreadful, though.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar, and Chris Stapleton got the most wins last night. Chris Stapleton, he took home three of the country categories.
Yes, Chris Stapleton's the king of country music.
And then Little Big Town took home award two for best country duo group performance. And then I want to talk about the swag bags, because those are always interesting to me. This one was valued at $20,000. And wait, Bobby, tell me, do they have to pay taxes on this stuff?
Absolutely, and it's why some people don't take them, because even though some of the stuff's expensive, it's not worth anything.
So they walk by and they're like, "No, thank you, I'm good." They're like, "No, no, take a bag. No, thank you."
No, they just don't go to the bag room.
Okay, so you have it's not awkward. You get a gift certificate for a week's worth of spa services worth almost $9,000.
That's a good one. What else?
Private mixology classes for $5,000, which is where...
If I'm rich, I want someone making my drinks. I'm not trying to go bartending class.
Okay, but if you're entertaining, you could impress people with your drinks.
If I'm entertaining and I'm rich, I'm impressing them with my people coming to be a bartender.
Right.
What else?
$1,900 worth of dental services.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's like two teeth.
Or one gold one.
Yeah. And
it's a lot of dental floss.
Yeah.
It also included that super cool Wi-Fi pet feeder, which allows owners to watch, speak, and feed their animals in real time when they're not home, and that's worth $300.
Oh.
It obviously had tons of other stuff in the swag bag too, but those are the highlights.
I wouldn't say they're that high.
Mm.
I don't want to be a bartender.
No, who cares about that?
I don't want to have a couple extra gingivitis tools.
Oh, I forgot one more thing.
No root canal.
You can take a media training class to improve your teleprompter skills for $500.
It's the worst swag bag ever.
It's a coupon book.
For the most money. Yeah, it's like one of those you buy from the Boy Scouts. Yeah. It's like, this valued at $20,000 and everything's a nickel off.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Thank you for that. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Air Force One's new refrigerators will cost taxpayers $24 million. Now, I don't think this is that big of a story. The reason it seems big is because you go, refrigerators? $24 million? And that's a lot. But it's not just two refrigerators, because all I was thinking was, $24 million bucks, this thing better make Sonic ice.
Yeah,
the little pellet ice.
The best
food.
Ice.
Yes.
So it's normal for something this big, because they're two humongous refrigerators that hold thousands of meals.
Mm.
And then, of course, they're on with the president, so they have to be bulletproof and a bomb shelter. So apparently, all this stuff is... But it's just standard industry technology for something this big. They have the unique capacity to provide about 70 cubic feet of cold storage. Crews will not have to restock for extended periods of time. The units currently in place came with the plane in 1990, and they were presented to the Air Force by Boeing. They just had to be replaced. Yes, $12 million for a single refrigerator is a lot.
Yes.
But I do think it's much ado about just something.
Because, and I think it's time for an upgrade, 1990.
Yeah, 1990 is a long time with old refrigerators.
The other refrigerators were millions of dollars, too. Just not this many millions. Right. Because I think this one has one of those copied Keurigs in it, too.
Oh,
yeah,
built in
that
Keurig.
In too. Yeah. So 3,000 mils, that's not a refrigerator. That's a walk-in like meat locker.
Yeah, that's like industrial
that's like
size. Size.
When they got trapped in the Brady Bunch inside of that. That's what that is. So,
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I don't know that episode.
It's a lot. Yes. It's a whole lot. But I think sometimes people just go, let's make a story out of anything political.
Yeah, because that headline is definitely deceiving.
No, still 24 million. But you
I
think
know,
to yourself,
you
it's one
it
of
down.
Those college refrigerators. Mm-hmm. Like, 24 million?
A little one?
Or yeah. A little tiny airplane?
For a
but
minute.
No.
Yes, yes.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We're going to play Will It Uber. So, what we have are two garden snakes.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, won't hurt a fly. Maybe literally a fly, but not a human.
Right.
Two garden snakes. We're going to put them in a box, and we're going to give them to the Uber driver and say, hey, would you mind taking these snakes on down to X address?
I love it.
You're gonna tell them that they're snakes.
Yeah,
you have
of
to.
Course.
You have to tell
them.
That's the whole point.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Uber. I haven't ordered the Uber yet. Mr. Uber driver, we have a box. Just two garden snakes. Don't worry about it. If you wouldn't mind taking them down to this address. Now, the question is Bay at home? Hey, Ray.
No chance.
No chance what?
You're at the gym.
Oh, okay. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to send Eddie somewhere to accept the snakes.
Okay. All right. I'll pick them up.
Yeah, so.
That's funny.
Well, we have to.
Yeah, I get it.
Because otherwise the Uber drivers drive around with snakes with nowhere to go.
All right. You tell me where to go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Okay, I'm ordering an Uber lunchbox. I'm going to send you an Uber Black.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
You got to treat them nicely.
So we have this box and two tiny garden snakes in there. Here, confirm pickup. We're going to play Will It Uber. The box is totally wrapped. And you want to put in the back seat lunchbox.
Yeah. I'm not going to put it up with the driver.
Here you
Buckle
go.
Buckle it.
He is, at this point, 3 minutes away.
Oh!
So if you go out there quickly, we may be able to get him on the air before we have to go to commercial.
All right. Hurry.
So, as you can see, it's a big box. These garden snakes are probably... a foot, maybe smaller, just two.
Uh-huh.
And so lunch is going to go outside, meet the Uber driver, and see if it will Uber. But you have to tell them. He has to tell them.
Yeah, that they're snakes.
Yeah, and Eddie's going to accept them. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, we're sending the Uber driver to you, so be watching for him, okay?
Okay, do you know where I am?
Yeah, you're at the stage.
I send you my location, and I will be waiting there for my snakes. What's the storyline?
You don't have to have one. You're just accepting a box.
Yeah, I'd be like, thank you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you wanted me to tell him I was a snake charmer or something.
Okay.
Yeah, you can always go a little too deep in the story.
Okay.
All you're doing is accepting the box, okay?
Okay.
Stay on
Or
home.
You should be like, thanks, dinner.
No. It may not even Uber. Okay, so Lunchbox is getting on the line. He's walking outside right now. Okay, Eddie, stand by. We have a bit called Will It Uber. We realize that they will Uber anything. Hey, Lunchbox, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What does the time say right now?
Well, I don't know because your phone locked and it doesn't recognize my face.
Why'd you let it lock?
Face recognition.
Hold on. Let me give
I didn't lock it.
Let me give the password to... Do you know the password? Mike D knows the password. My phone.
Lunchbox is trying to look at it with his eyeballs.
Hey.
It's not recognizing my face.
iPhone. Trust me. It's me, Lunchbox. I know Bobby. He gave me permission.
Hello.
Look at my face. I'm his friend. Mike D's walking out to you. We're going to play
Will. Oh, he's running out here. You can't just give it to me over the air.
No, we're not giving it to you over the air.
You can always change it, you weirdo.
I'm not changing it because then I won't remember it.
All right, here we go.
How far away is the Uber Black, by the way? We upscaled it. Uber's just an app where they send a car to you and you can usually take a ride. They're not supposed to transport things, I don't think, but they have been lately. We're going to see if they'll transport.
Yeah, it says it is 3 minutes away. What in the world?
Still 3 minutes?
Yeah, 3 minutes away, like when we ordered it, now it's still 3 minutes away. I don't know what way he's going.
Should we come back to you?
Yeah, well, he seems to be moving pretty fast. I don't know how long you want to wait.
What's it say now?
3 minutes. No, 2 minutes. Two minutes.
Okay, we can wait.
It's moving pretty fast.
Same.
It's
same
moved
amount of time.
No minutes.
No, it moved a minute. Oh, no. Well, now he's already. Oh, where? Now he's turning around going the other direction. No, he turned. Okay, he's coming. 1 minute away. 1 minute, folks.
Okay. Now just tell him, say, hey, I just got these two snakes. I need to get down to this place. Would you mind transporting them?
I'm going to tell him my son needs them for a project.
Okay.
You can always go one level deep on stories.
Like, why?
Just say, I got these two snakes. I need to get downtown. Can I just put them with you?
Oh, here we go. Woo! Less than a minute away. Like, he's about to turn right onto our street.
Trust me. It's safe. Do all that.
Okay, I will.
I don't care what story you do.
He should be pulling up at the stop sign. I should be able to see the front of his car. Oh, I see it. I see it.
We're going
to
play Will at Uber. We have a box with two small garden snakes in it. We're going to see if the Uber driver will take it from destination A to B.
All right, here he comes. He's pulling up. He's pulling up.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Aho or something. Woo, this is nice, man.
Yeah, it's a Uber Black.
Dude, I told you.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Here we go. Lunch is talking to
him. How's it going, my man? Oh, I'm doing great, man. Look. All right, look. All right, look.
Middle gray.
Don't worry. Don't look in the box. It's just a couple small snakes. I have to get them downtown because my son has a project at school and he left them in my car. So if you could just take these snakes downtown, his uncle's going to meet you out there.
Okay.
All right, cool. Just snakes. So if you hear them going, don't worry. They're really safe. All right. Thank you, man. Thank you. They already done this.
He's not there yet. Okay, stand by. Eddie.
I'm here.
It's going to take a few minutes to get to you. We think they're going to get to you, though.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Hey, whenever you get the box, be like, oh, man, one's missing.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, hold on.
Eddie, be watching for the Uber Black, okay?
Okay.
We're checking in with Eddie right now. We're playing Will It Uber. Eddie.
Okay, he's pulling up. He's pulling up right now.
Okay, there's a box of snakes.
It's a nice Suburban.
Yeah, it's a black car, right?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, how you doing, my man? Yeah, what's up? You good? So I got snakes. Are they here? Are they good? Did you take care of them?
Say one's missing when you get the box.
Here we are. Man, thank you so much. You're such a lifesaver. Oh, hold on. Uh-oh. Hey, there were supposed to be two in here. There's only one. Oh, shoot. There's only one in here.
So there's a hole in the box.
No, man. There's a hole in here. You mind if I check the car? Hey, can you hold this for me? There's only one in here. Uh-oh. Here, hold it. Oh, man. Did you hear anything? Did it open up or anything? Oh, no. There's only... Here, I'm in the back seat right now looking. I can't find anything.
Check the front. Say, ask him to look under his seat.
Hey, what about... Oh, hey, man, can you look under your seat? I think I see something down there. Yeah, right here. Underneath. No, that's not a snake.
Say, never mind. They're both in the box. We're good.
No. Hey, can you make sure they're both in there? Oh, they're both in there. They're good. We're good, man. Thank you so much. Did I scare you? I'm sorry, man. Hey, thank you so much. You're a lifesaver. My brother thanks you so much, man. Hey, thanks for doing that. You're a gentleman. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Good, Eddie.
Has anyone ever done this before? Wow. Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm going to tip you good on there. Okay.
No, I have to tip him good.
Yeah. Thanks, Eddie.
Did you, buddy? All right.
Eddie, did an Uber?
Did Uber.
In Uber. Yeah! Dang. All right.
Uber snakes.
The Uber snakes. Get your Bobby Bones on. went over to Amy's house Friday night.
Yeah, Friday.
It was funny because, I mean, your kids are kids and they're just all over the place. Mm-hmm.
It's Friday. They've been in school all week.
Oh. So I go over and your daughter had went with one of our other friends to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't you want to send both kids with her?
Because it would be a lot for her to take them both to the store. Because they would want everything and they'd be asking, and I didn't want to put her in that position. That's just not fair to her.
So I took Amy's son in my car and we went driving around town.
Yeah.
Just going fast.
Mm-hmm.
Not too fast because I don't drive fast, but still enough to make him go, ah!
Yeah.
So we went driving for a bit and while Amy got the house ready. Then we came back and Amy made him dinner, which consisted of two personal pizzas.
Yes. It was their Friday night, completed their first week of school, movie night, pizza dinner. They love pizza, so I have to limit it to like once a week if I can.
Well, there was a lot happening though between us being over there and they didn't want to eat. They just wanted to goof around and play.
No, they would not settle down.
At one point, Amy said to them, if you don't eat your pizza, you will not get popcorn or candy. And I was thinking, that's the greatest offer ever. Like, you must eat your pizza to get popcorn and candy.
I know. I could. When that came out of my mouth, I was thinking, who am I right now? But whatever, it worked. They ate most of their pizza, and they still got popcorn and candy.
We hung out. And there are all these songs that Amy's kids know. For example, this is Let It Go, but in French.
Yes. They know it in the English version, but around the house, they'll mostly sing it in French.
Because their first language is Creole.
Right.
Yeah. So they sing this version?
Yes. My daughter belts it. It's so cute.
In French?
Yes.
Do you watch that movie in French?
No.
Okay. What's this one here? Oh, it's Frozen for English.
Let it go. Yeah.
Okay, so they know Annie?
Yeah, the 2014 version of Tomorrow.
They both sing this song?
Yes. They both love it. They love the whole Annie soundtrack. This is probably just the most famous one, but that soundtrack we listen to morning, night, car, or they just start singing it and it's so cute.
Did you watch Sing with them?
I still want to.
Oh, but you haven't yet.
No, but they have all the previews down and this is a song from the previews that they sing all the time.
Oh my gosh. Look at her butt. Oh my gosh. Look at
That's in Sing?
Yeah.
Huh. Tell them who's in charge so they don't forget. What's my name? What's my name?
Do you know this one?
Say it louder. What's my name? What's my
What's this
name?
From?
From some Disney movie called Descendants 2. I've never seen it, but my daughter's seen it a ton. And this is her favorite song. Sometimes if she's in a bad mood or something, I'll just pick up my phone and put on What's My Name.
Tell them who's in charge so they don't forget. What's my name? What's my name? Say it loud.
Yeah, Amy's music tastes are totally different from 3 months ago.
Yeah.
That's all kids songs.
I still don't even know what Descendants 2 is, but this song is her jam.
What's my name? What's my name? What's it?
Say it. Say it.
If 10 means you're super close and 1 means you don't even know them, where are you?
3.
Three?
It's not that bad.
So you don't know your mother-in-law at all?
No. Like, my father-in-law will text me during sporting games every once in a while, but my mother-in-law, the only time I see her is the holidays or we're visiting.
A sporting game. Mm. Always enjoy a good sporting game.
I'm in sporting event, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, the old sporting games. Ye old 17.
Ah, all those sports.
So for your mother-in-law's birthday, she says to you what?
I would like you to call me once a week just to chat.
That's nice because she wants to get to know her son-in-law better. Right, everyone?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Pretty good thing.
Totally.
Yeah. Awkward.
So you called her for the first time.
I bit the bullet. I said, if she wants this for her birthday, I'm going to try to be the bigger person and do this.
The bigger person? There's not a fight here.
I don't understand that.
She's just requested that she get to know her son-in-law better.
Okay, well, I found it awkward, but I swallowed my pride and said, okay, I'll do it.
Again, you're just using terms that make no sense here.
Why would you have pride over this?
There's no pride to swallow.
Okay, I swallowed the awkwardness.
Okay. Let's just stop with it. Just go ahead and tell the story.
So I sat there, stared at my phone, and said, I'm going to do this. Hands shaking, sweaty. I call her. Goes to voicemail. She doesn't answer. So I just
Did you leave voicemail?
I said,
back?
Hey, there's your son-in-law just trying to come clean or come through on that.
Just talk like a human, please.
I am.
For the sake of all of our listeners and all of us.
I am trying to tell you what I said. I wanted to say I'm coming through on that birthday wish. This is call number one, week number one. Hope you're doing okay. Talk to you later.
See you week two.
You're good, right? You doesn't have to call back.
She could call back.
She could call back.
Are you going to answer?
I may be busy at that point.
Yeah.
But I did. I reached out.
Good on you.
You're good for coming clean.
Good for swallowing your pride. Police are looking for a suspect who stole an ATM out of a mall. Can you imagine the cajones you got to have to try to steal an ATM out of a mall?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
The call came about the missing ATM. They saw someone walk out of the mall with the ATM.
How do you do that?
The ATM is 5 feet tall, weighs 500 pounds. I would look for someone with big muscles.
Wow, yeah. And
they
a dolly.
And a dolly.
Yeah. You need some kind of dolly for that.
Hackers are making ATMs spit out cash.
Awesome.
So they're calling it jackpotting.
Yeah.
Where they're using skimming devices to steal debit card information and jackpotting. It's a mirror and they match it, and then all of a sudden start spending that money.
Oh,
they say they dress up like ATM maintenance people, too.
Yes.
That's great. That is great.
It is not great.
It's not. It's stealing money. What if
you're No. The bank gives it back to you because their ATM malfunctioned.
But you're stealing from the bank.
Yeah.
But this is a victimless crime.
It is not. The bank is...
The bank has insurance for this.
But then the insurance company...
Guys, I am
there's
okay
always
with...
A
you can't just yell the word listen and us believe you.
Yeah. I am okay with jackpotting.
Like, okay.
This is a funny crime.
Since you said listen.
If you saw a machine jackpotting, would you grab the money?
Yes! How would you not? If there's $100 bills, $20 bills flying out of the ATM, you are going to be diving and you're going to start stuffing it down your shirt.
I'm not. Mm. No way.
Nah.
One, it's not my money, so I know it's eventually not going to be my money again.
Right, exactly. Like,
it's going to go back. And I'll be on camera stuffing into a pile of money.
You're like it would be some experiment where they would be seeing who takes it and you'd be caught on camera
all
taking
of a sudden, New York Times doing a story about this, too. I'm on that. Oh, my goodness. You can't do that, dude.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Put me on camera. I don't care. There's free money. I'm taking
you're going
it.
To
show
jail.
My face.
Okay.
No, man, I am not stealing it. It's on the ground.
Ba-da-da-da, boop-ba. I watched the Grammys last night. Da da da. And they were way too long. Da 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 da. Almost 3.5 hours of nothing. Man.
That was a jam.
Nothing.
That was good.
No, I gotta tell you, I turned it on. I'm thinking it's a 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Thing's gonna be over by 7.
Yeah.
And I was in the mood. Good half hour of Grammys, gonna get out of there.
Be home by dinner.
Why did it start early?
Because it's in New York instead of LA. Yeah. So they were on East Coast time.
Gotcha.
But it still rolled until 10 p.m., and I watched the whole thing, and I was happy that Stapleton won. I mean, he's our crown jewel. Great representation of just country music, but man, it was just a lot. I muted it a few times and turned it off and came back. I thought the opening performance from Kendrick Lamar was really cool visually. I thought how they were moving around with all those people, that was cool. I thought Little Big Town was good. But man, they did that whole Broadway thing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Shoot, man, I'd rather watch a nature show.
They do that because they were in New York. Is that...
I don't know. I feel like they lost a bet or something. That's why they did
sorry,
it.
Sorry, you have to do the Broadway.
Yeah, it's the... Now, producer. Heads or tails? It was tails. So you have to do this 12-minute segment nobody cares about.
Just bite the bullet and do it.
Well, somebody had to have thought that was fabulous, or they wouldn't have done it.
My wife loved it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
She was singing the song with the...
Well, I even knew the song because it was Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. I knew it from when Madonna sang it.
Oh,
I don't know the movie, but... Don't cry for
Evita.
Me, Argentina. Yeah. But it was just it was too much. I didn't like it when they got political. I'm over that. These people on the award shows don't represent us when it comes to politics. They just don't. Because there's no equal. You don't have some people... I don't even like talking about politics. But yeah, but it was good. Chris Stapleton won for Either Way for Best Country Solo Performance.
We can just go
Little Big Town won for Best Duo or Group Performance for Better Man.
Sometimes in the middle of the night, I can feel you again.
Broken Halos from Stapleton. Broken Best Country Song.
Halos, wings that used to
Best country album was Stapleton from A Room Volume 1.
Ain't no good light, hear me low, death row.
Yeah, this is my favorite song, right? Both records. And Best American Roots song, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. I just love this If We Were Vampires song. It's like, you know, we had all the time in the world, but we're not. We don't.
Knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. We were vampires and death was a joke. We'd go out on the sidewalk in the snow and laugh at all the lovers and dead plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift.
So there you go.
I'll work hard.
The winners. We should have our own Grammy, country Grammys. Yeah, hosted by me.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Today, Monday, January 29th, is Tom Selleck's 73rd birthday today. And you may ask, why do we care about Tom Selleck?
Why do we care about Tom Selleck?
Because they have a game called Name That Tom.
Oh!
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I also know Tom Selleck, not only as Magnum P.I., but Monica's boyfriend and Friends.
Oh.
Yes, very true.
And he's in Blue Bloods, which I don't watch.
Ooh, it's a good show.
But I see the commercial. So, Name That Tom. Your example would be not... You can just yell it out. This doesn't matter. Name the Tom that invented the light bulb.
Thomas Edison.
That's correct. Woo! Okay, that's just an example. No point given.
Oh, darn it.
We'll go around until someone misses. Amy,
oh,
ready?
Oh, great.
Yeah, now I got to think of my Thomases and my...
Mm-hmm. Name that Tom. He once gained and later lost 50 pounds for his role in a movie about being cast away.
Tom Hanks.
Correct.
Oh, I get
softball.
I get it.
Lunchbox.
That was a tough one.
He was married to Nicole Kidman for 11 years.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Correct.
Woo!
Name that Tom.
Yeah.
An American fashion designer and founder of a renowned lifestyle brand popular in the 90s, Eddie.
Oh, that's Tommy Hilfiger.
That's correct. Good Name job. That Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job. How did that happen?
So close, so close. Yeah, yeah.
His father wrote, "That ain't my truck."
Thomas Rhett.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
Okay, 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 okay.
Name that Tom. Hey, Lunchbox.
Yep.
Plays the bad guy in Thor and dated Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's Tom Hiddleston.
Dang! Dang.
Who wow. I pay attention when Amy talks. That 30-second skinny.
Eddie.
Come on.
Known for his role as Agent K in Alien movies.
Alien movies? Tom Arnold?
No, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, come on!
Oh.
So dumb.
Amy.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Founding father, one of the first presidents.
Name Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, name that Tom. Whoa. Yes.
What is up?
You got it right.
Wow, that was the easiest one we had.
No, it wasn't. Tom Cruise.
Currently the oldest quarterback in the NFL, starting quarterback.
Oh, man, and people say I look like him. Tom Brady!
No, they don't, but yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
All right, speed round.
Okay.
So we have to yell it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy!
Just,
I'm ready.
Just He's yell up. The answer.
All right.
You get one answer. Ready?
Ready.
He's an off-road vehicle often used for the military, also a cartoon.
What?
What did you say?
What?
He's an
off-road vehicle, often used in the military, also a cartoon.
Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
Thomas the Train!
Oh, is he a train, Eddie?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was a tank.
Yeah,
I just made that up because I was out of questions.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, it counts.
It doesn't
That's
count.
The right answer.
It doesn't count.
What?
Now, you know what? It is the right
yeah!
answer.
Yeah.
Thomas the Train Woo! Or Thomas the Tank. That a boy.
Oh, okay. Man.
Yeah, I really screwed that one up.
That was fun.
You're like, oh, he's a train. Oh,
oops. But his name's still Thomas, right? Yes, yes. And is it still an off-road vehicle?
I mean, it's on a railroad track.
Is that a road?
Yes. Ooh.
And is it used in the military ever, trains?
Yes.
Lunchbox, you are the winner! Yeah. Hey, Amy, you are both working from the same bad spot.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind.
My bad, Amy. My bad.
Thomas the Train, shout out.
My bad. Are you ready over there?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready? Is America ready?
I don't know.
We're ready.
Okay. So Lunchbox will now do a report on Tim McGraw. It's an 8-week series where he knows nothing about music. So we said, hey, it's time to learn. So Johnny Cash was last week, and now this is report number 2 on Tim McGraw.
That's a good song. Samuel Timothy McGraw was born in Delhi, Louisiana on May 1st, 1967. And here's a crazy thing about Mr. McGraw. He didn't know who his dad was until he was 11 years old. He was looking through his mom's closet for a picture for a school project when he found his birth certificate. And he thought all along his stepdad was his real dad.
Then
he found out the truth. His dad was Tug McGraw, professional baseball player. This is going to come into play later in the report, so just remember that fact because it's coming back around. So he goes to college on a baseball scholarship, learns to play guitar, play in the local bars, and his friends tell him he's terrible. In 1989, his hero, Keith Whitley, dies. That day, he drops out of college and moves to Nashville to pursue music. He said, I'm going to Nashville, I'm going to become a singer. So he records a demo, and he gives it to his dad, Tug McGraw. And his dad's riding around in the truck with a buddy, and he puts it in. His buddy's like, man, I know someone at a record label. I think this is really good. He sends it to the guy at Curb Records. Curb Records gets it, has Tim McGraw come in, and he gets a record deal!
Wow.
How awesome is that? That is so crazy that his dad is just riding with some friend who knows a record guy, and that's how he gets a deal. So, he releases his first album. All excited. Flop. No sales. Terrible. Didn't chart. Didn't do so well.
Yeah.
So they sent him on the road to learn how to stage presence. Then he comes back in 1994 and he releases Not a Moment Too Soon, his next album. And this put Tim McGraw on the map. First, it was Indian Outlaw off that album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Don't Take the Girl.
Number 2, yeah.
Jam.
Wow. Woo! McGraw was named Billboard's New Country Artist, and he had, where'd it go? Hold on. Not a Moment Too Soon, hugged the top spot for 26 consecutive weeks. This put him on the map. Then he went on to release 12 other albums, 14 total. He won 3 Grammys. He married Faith Hill, had 3 daughters, and he's still killing it. And he provided Eddie with that chair.
Nice. I like that.
He has 14 Academy Awards, ACMs, 11
CMAs. That's the Academy Award.
14 Academy Awards?
The Academy Awards, not
that's
an
a lot
ACM.
Of Oscars.
That's an Oscar, dude. Meryl Streep may not have 14 Academy Awards.
Academy of Country Music Awards. Sorry. But he has 14, 11 CMAs, and 3 Grammys, 3 daughters, and a wonderful wife. That is amazing.
I'm surprised you didn't know about Tim meeting his dad for the first time.
No, I didn't know that.
It was in the ESPN book.
I knew that.
But I knew that too, however.
But it was later on.
Okay.
Right, his dad denied that he was his dad until he was 18, and then he saw the resemblance. He's like, all right, I got to own this.
But I find it interesting. I did not know that he was working on a school project, found his birth certificate, thought his stepdad was his real dad, and then that is how it was revealed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that part's crazy. Could you imagine?
Hey, when you go to my reports, I'll
teach you
something.
I would still be in, like, therapy for that.
What'd you take away from it?
Man, I did not realize how long his career has spanned.
Which is amazing because he's still putting out current hits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not a legend act. He's still super relevant, and he's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I found it surprising that a new guy has his first record just flop, and they stuck with him. Yeah, I figure usually they would get rid of someone because, okay, we didn't invest that much money in you. You had a bad record. You're not going to make it.
That happens to a lot of people. Even New Kids on the Block, they had a terrible first record. I know that's a crazy one to use as an analogy, but they were a phenomenon.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Luke Bryan had a bunch of stiffs early. Everybody has stiffs early.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't know that. I just see, everybody sees their hits.
That's right. I'm writing a book on that. Fail until you don't. And then win after everyone's ready for you to look. People don't notice the failures.
Yeah.
So they only see the victories.
Well, do. You notice the failures yourself, and it's what
I notice
it, Bobby?
My failures. I'm like, I hate myself.
It's what you do with it.
I hate me. I hate me so much.
And you want to know how much he makes a year, estimated by Forbes?
I just don't believe those numbers.
Okay, well, then I won't tell you.
You can. Just say
$33 million.
A year. Wow.
It's not bad.
That's all.
I thought it was going to be more, honestly.
I'm just kidding.
It's like,
is that another zero?
But that could be
that?
Old
just,
numbers. They
I'm
may
just
not be doing the new numbers.
I just
numbers.
Don't believe that stuff. It's because they put stuff about me, too, and I'm like, how do you even know this? It's not true. It's not... They just make stuff up, I think. So, how do they have my contract?
Yeah. How
they
do they know your stuff?
They don't.
They have hackers?
No, they don't. Forbes isn't hiring hackers
Forbes.
To go.
Forbes.
All right. Today, boys, we're going to go with the IRS, and Wayne Newton's our target. Go.
Yeah, but it's all good because people like to read this stuff.
Yeah. So, it's totally in the clear. All right, Lunchbox, thank you very much.
Good Man, job, Lunch.
I'll
that
tell
was
you
good.
What.
Good.
That's crazy.
Hey.
I like
go
it.
Report,
hey.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's Amy? The next one going to be on?
I'll think about that. I'll get back to you.
No, you don't decide.
Oh, I don't decide.
This time, we shall go back to the legend category.
Oh, yes.
Well, isn't McGraw a legend?
No, he just said that.
That's why he's still producing.
You have to listen.
Tim McGraw puts out hits right now.
But he's still a legend. You can't be a legend if you're putting out hits.
You can be
hits.
A living legend.
Thank you.
But he's still relevant, super relevant.
That's even better than being a legend. He's currently awesome.
You shall next do one on George Jones. That will be your next.
Man.
Next Monday.
I'm excited about that.
Can't wait.
I'll get to studying.
We give Eddie a hard time because for most of his life, he's done nothing around the house.
Well,
what?
No. I guess back in the day, I think the big thing is I didn't change diapers, really, I guess.
And then now you say you don't really clean or do anything.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is him and Junior's 4-year-old.
Yeah, because kids tell the truth.
Okay, here we go.
Do you see me do work around the house?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? What do I do around the house?
Work.
Like what kind of work?
Just wash the dishes.
Oh, I do wash the dishes, don't I? Do I ever cook?
Yes.
Do I clean the kitchen?
Yes.
Do I ever do laundry?
Nah.
Do I fold clothes?
Nah.
Do I give Coachella a bath?
Yes, you do that.
What else do I do? Do I mow the lawn?
Ooh, I got one.
Go.
You go to sleep around the house.
Oh, I go to sleep around the house.
That doesn't really work.
Yeah, that's not really work, but yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
So he was on a roll, and then he got me at the end.
Mm.
But so, you see, I do things. I work, man. Like, I told you I started doing the dishes.
Isn't that your New Year's resolution or something?
Well, no, I started it late last year. Okay. But I've continued to do the dishes.
Hey, almost through January.
The kitchen is my domain.
Well, pin a rose on your nose.
Yeah.
You want to hear? There's some sort of weird rivalry between Lunchbox and Eddie.
Well,
and they're always bashing each other in the early morning message on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They're always competing. I don't know what it stems from. Personally, I think that Lunchbox must have a problem with somebody on the show at all times. All times, he has to have a problem with somebody.
Yes, I agree with that.
In the history of the show, he's mm-hmm. always had a beef with somebody.
Usually new people, but...
Yes, but there's really nobody... The only new people is like Morgan number two. She's
sweet.
Sweet as cherry pie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
My problem with him is he talks about how lazy I am, and all he does... is talk about how lazy I am. He doesn't talk about how lazy he is. Like, he spends 30 minutes after the show just sitting here imitating me, so that's him being busy.
So,
true.
Producer
it's
Eddie,
so
true. Who does video, Lunchbox co-host, they have this rivalry, and they're always just ripping on each other. So Eddie's trying to record commercials, and Lunchbox keeps interrupting him.
That's the worst.
So Eddie's like, hey, come get you a new car, and Lunchbox is like, how's that going? And he interrupts it. You can hear Eddie get so mad. Because,
so annoying.
Here,
oh, I would too.
3-2, here's the clip. 3-2-1.
The big game is this weekend and got...
Good luck.
The big game is this weekend. Got your snacks ready? All right. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, you don't like it when
it's
good?
No, it's funny. It's funny, so when are you going to stop?
Well, hey, I'm just saying.
You guys are like 12
so
years old.
So annoying.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
Is he had done that to the day before to me, so I did it back to him, and he gets
that
annoyed.
That was like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay,
was,
that's enough. Thank you very much.
I mean, if you do it to him, you right. cannot complain.
Exactly.
There's not a statute of limitations on when Lunchbox can't do it again. I'm done with you two's rivalry right now.
That's what I'm saying. Just,
but on the shelf. We're putting it on the shelf. Thank you.
Please,
well, all
thank
I know
you.
Is I'm not in that rivalry, and that gets done to me, too.
Oh, yeah, you'll have your turn where Lunchbox gets mad at you.
But I don't do that to him. That's annoying. Who wants to be interrupted when they're trying to do
Thank
spots
you.
And get
That's
out
That's what I'm trying to say.
No, Lunchbox, you are the worst.
No, he did it to me.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. No more talking about this. Okay? No more talking about
okay,
this.
Okay, we're done.
The big game is this weekend. And got
Good luck.
The big game is this weekend. Got your snacks ready? All right. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, you don't like it when
it's
good?
No, it's funny. It's funny, so when are you going to stop?
Well, hey, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Just saying, you do it to me, I'm going to do it back to you. That's what happens.
God. Oh my gosh, we're 12.
I know, we're adults.
I won.
No, we're not.
Not me. I'm mature over here.
Keep that chin up.
Keep that chin up. You take your kids to that trampoline place, Amy? Where they all bounce around?
I haven't yet, but I keep hearing from people that that's definitely something to go do.
Yeah, one of my buddies just said, take your kids there. All their energy goes away.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to do that every night.
I was over at Amy's house on Friday night, and it's a lot. But it's an extra lot because at the orphanage, they don't have bedrooms. They have big rooms with a bunch of beds.
So, they all sleep together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And all day long, all they do is run around outside all day.
And so play with their friends all day.
They're conditioned to just run around outside all day. Imagine you go from that to living in Amy's house when it's cold and you're cooped up.
Yeah, and it's winter and I try to put myself in their shoes and create things indoor. I've allowed things indoors that I normally probably wouldn't. But I'm like, they got to get it out.
Yeah, we set up hurdles and we're doing fake Olympics. It was the whole thing was... Yeah. Let me present to you a story that I just found remarkable over the weekend. Remember Dane Cook? And that guy was funny?
Yeah, he was funny. He used to have arenas.
Yeah, huge. Dane Cook, now 45 years old, is dating a 19-year-old.
Wow.
Hey.
Here's the thing, because I posted on my Instagram. The age difference is not such a big deal to me. The fact that she's 19 does blow my mind a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you're 50 and you want to date someone 27, okay. Jamie Foxx is 50.
He's 50?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So he wants to date 27-year-olds? Cool. I don't have a problem with that.
So what's the difference here?
Same amount of years. 45 and 19. It's 26-year age difference.
But they're not just not together. They were together when she was 18.
Yeah, which means they're in
she
my
was
mind.
In high school.
Which means in my mind they probably were together before she's 18.
Yikes.
So when I read that.
Yeah.
So Dane Cook was putting hashtag relationship goals and they were both drinking a coffee. And I had put this on Instagram. So it's on my Instagram.
She drinks coffee?
Yeah, she's loud.
Amy, that's funny.
In April,
you guys
Dane
are haters.
Cook first posted the photo. Of her, she's a musician, and praised her for her talents. He said, my girl is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's a talented singer, most importantly, a genuine person. Check her out and get to know her music. She's going to go far. Alongside of the photo, the pair hugging each other, and the Minions.
She's...
No, they're not Minions.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, guys.
No, not every 19-year-old's pretty. I mean, you say, yeah, guys. Well, no, not every 19-year-old is
Thanks
pretty.
Thanks for clarifying.
I would assume that every 19-year-old that's with a multimillionaire comedian who's in his 40s
is pretty.
Is pretty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just think of the scenario.
Yeah. It's just a 19-year-old part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do they talk about, you think?
And maybe he's
like
really
her Facebook
music,
friends?
Duh.
Yeah. Hey, play me that song again.
Oh, this is cool. What is this, Shawn Mendes?
No, it's SpongeBob.
Maybe she's like, tell me some jokes.
It's the SpongeBob soundtrack.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob Squarepants.
And he's like, oh, that's cool.
Wow, that's deep. Wow. So there, he's 45, she's 19. Lunchbox, your moment for rebuttal as we make jokes.
I think you guys are so rude. Someone finds love, you got to be happy for them. It doesn't matter the age difference. As long as she is legal... And they're happy.
When you say
all,
that, yeah. Just legal.
That terminology is terrible.
No,
so
that's what
weird.
You're
want. Right. No one broke a law.
Yeah. No one broke a law. They are happy. So why can't you be? I mean, look at Bobby. Bobby's single and alone, and we're making fun of Dane Cook for having a chick.
I mean,
what?
Who should we be harping on?
I'm not going to make fun of Bobby for being
Let's be
single.
Real, though. Bobby had a 19-year-old girlfriend. We would kind of like be like, what is
no,
I'm yeah, and I'm 8 years younger than him.
Exactly. Yeah. And Lunchbox, as long as she's legal, that statement means you're okay with a 45-year-old. Let's just take them out of the scenario. A 45-year-old dating an 18-year-old senior in high school because it's legal.
I'm okay with that. I find it, I would wait till they're out of high school. That's my rule. The day after graduation.
My personal motto is, when they graduate, you can't
it's
hate.
Fun. Game on.
You can't hate if they graduate.
Lunchbox, that has to be your motto.
If I wasn't married.
Don't hate, they graduate.
If you weren't married and you met an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I would wait for her outside of graduation and give her a kiss. Absolutely.
You would just wait. You wouldn't kiss her before that.
You couldn't kiss her before that. You had to wait till she walks out those doors.
When she moves a tassel over, Lunch moves in.
Okay. Once she walks across that stage, she's of age.
When she moves that tassel, it ain't a hassle.
Oh, dude, wow.
You're such a creep.
Why? How
She's
is
in
that creepy?
Gown, I'm going to take her to town. Or something like that.
That's good.
Okay, now. All right, okay.
When she's done with trigonometry, she's going home with me.
I don't understand how you guys.
You're such a creep, man.
How is that creepy?
I know. I couldn't date it. I'm 37. No way I'm dating a 19-year-old. No way. Mark it down
in the
book.
Why could you not date a 19-year-old?
Because personally, I would have a trouble with a teenager. And secondly, I don't know we'd talk about stuff.
No.
What if she was 20?
Have you seen kids in high school these days? The older we get, sometimes
19 is not high school.
No. Okay, fine.
If they're held back a year, they could be.
I see kids these days, and that is the sign to me that I'm getting older, because I'm like, they just look so little.
Yeah, so young.
But?
But... Semi cum laude.
Blanca.
They can kiss me.
That's terrible.
I really want one to rhyme with diploma, but I can't think of it. Bobby, think of it.
If she's got a diploma, she's going home.
Yes.
She's coming home.
Whatever.
She's coming home. Yeah.
Okay, let's do Amy's pile.
Haters. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Everyone in here has tried a cronut, right? It's the croissant donut situation.
Yeah. Overrated.
I know. That is not the point of my story.
Oh, okay,
go ahead.
That came out 5 years ago, and you could only get it in New York. People would wait hours in line, and then it made its way across the country. Now you can pretty much get them anywhere. And let me tell you, there's a new mashup in San Francisco, and I can't wait for it to make its way across the country. And it's called a Tacro. It's a taco croissant. Tacro.
Is it a breakfast taco?
I mean, they make all kinds of things. They do chicken, pulled pork, barbecue.
I bet that's
stuff.
Good in a croissant. A croissant's just sweet bread.
But my ancestors are rolling in their graves.
But it's turned into a taco. Man, that looks good. So if anybody wants to start making that around town, that would be great. So would you rather tell someone your weight or the balance in your bank account?
158.
Yeah.
That's my weight.
Yeah, 172.
Mm-hmm.
163.
All of us pick weight.
For sure.
Yeah, 68% of Americans would choose their weight.
I'm surprised
over money.
That 32% would say how much money they
They're
have
probably
over their weight. I can look at you and just guess. I can't look at you and say how much money you got in your bank account.
Sure.
Yeah, I can make an educated guess. That's just, go ahead.
Okay, I saw this and I thought it was funny because the Patriots, they're boycotting anything that is made famous, like from Philadelphia.
No cheesesteaks, no Liberty Bell, no Constitution.
Soft pretzels. Rocky. Yeah, Will Smith, Sylvester Stallone.
Wait, the Constitution was really in Philadelphia?
Well, a lot of early America was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, they are doing some bad stuff.
They're boycotting Eagles in the shape of any form.
Mm.
And then,
well, that doesn't sound very patriotic.
Yeah.
We're all things American.
But to be fair, though, Eagle fans are in on this, too, banning Boston cream pies.
Okay.
Oh, but that's about it.
Good.
But, man, I don't know. I just thought, everyone in here rooting for the Patriots? Are we saying who? We're not.
I mean, I don't care to say. I don't have an interest. I like to see sustained greatness.
Okay.
So that's cool. But if the Eagles want to be a good story, yeah. Nick Foles, represent ATX.
Yeah, ATX. What up?
That's cool.
Westlake, shout out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go Chaps. Okay. Who is the first person you turn to when you want advice, Bobby?
I don't have a mentor.
Right here.
You don't?
I've never had a mentor.
Have
I just
you had
this,
people you go to? Like,
I just had this conversation with my therapist. I've never in my life had a mentor. That understands me. At least in my... No, I don't have a mentor.
Peerish mentor.
The only person I talk to is a peer, Charlemagne the God.
That's what I was going to say. Or like Kennedy, maybe. Sometimes you bounce ideas with them.
If I have to pick somebody, it's Charlemagne the God at Breakfast Club in New York.
Okay. There was a survey done. They said the first person most people go to are their partners for advice. Second on the list is a friend, and then followed by a parent and a sibling.
Yeah. I had a whole moment with my therapist. He was like, hey, so who's your mentor? I was like, I've never had one my whole life. Because
That's interesting. I don't really have one for you either.
That's why I've screwed up so much.
Because you don't have one help.
Ever. No, that's not a sad thing.
I mean, a little bit.
No, if anything, it's allowed me to go and break down my own walls and screw up my own ways. And let me tell you, I've broken and screwed up a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, just to wrap this story up, we're all coworkers here. Mm-hmm. And only 1% of those polled said the first person they turned to for advice is a coworker.
Oh, yeah. I go to you for advice about certain things. Like, if I wanted to adopt from Haiti.
Thanks.
By the way, I've adopted a baby.
Yes, you have.
I have a little Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, a little baby doll in the studio. Mm-hmm. And so, Amy, I understand what you're going through because mm-hmm. we've...
Yeah, that baby has survived a lot.
This is the baby they threw on the top of the building that lunch mm-hmm. didn't catch. But yeah, so I'm also in the process. Mm-hmm.
Totally the same thing.
I can relate because I'm...
Does that baby keep you up at night?
Nah, she just sits on the...
She want to be fed.
Here. Nah,
yeah, she wants things
all
to do.
Hang out.
She say, "Mom, mom, 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 mom."
Oh boy!
Wow.
Amy's spiraling. Boy, she's spiraling.
Mom.
All right, that's it.
Mom, okay. Tablet.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks to Devin Dawson for coming by today. That guy's really good, and if you haven't had a chance to check out his music, you should, because his music's also really good. Here's a song you might know.
You got my number. You can call on me.
Check it out on the podcast. We also played Will It Uber with a box of snakes today. You can listen to that. It's been a pretty interesting show. Learned about Amy's kids and their favorite songs now. Appreciate everything. We'll see you on Tuesday. My Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones, MR Bobby Bones. Thank you very much for being here.
Put it all on me.
Yeah. See you tomorrow, everybody.